ecstasy, caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun.
Will you do the bandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo,
Galileo Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah! No, we will not let you go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
So you think you can stop me and spit my eyes? So you think you can love me and leave me to die?
Yeah.
have we here, laddie? Mysterious scribblings? A secret code? No. Poems, no less. Poems, everybody! The laddie reckons himself a poet. Money gets back. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack. New car, caviar, four-star daydream. Think I'll buy me a football team. Absolute rubbish, laddies. Get on with your work. Repeat after me. An acre is the area of a rectangle whose length is one furlong and whose width is one
evening, bitches.
If you call me, motherfucker.
You're showing your cunt flaps.
Motherfucker. Why would you believe any of this?
Oh, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Told you, just jerk his dick and just start fucking jerking it and stroking his dick all over it. Oh, fuck yeah.
God bless.
It's Morphin time.
Morphin time.
It's lawsuit time.
Dude.
I'll fucking call you!
Wait,
you
what?
Fucking cocksucker! I'll call this number again!
We're gonna call a lot.
You all like piece of shit? Come to my fucking head right now and I'll fucking put a knife in your fucking throat?
Fuck yeah.
Hold on.
You ain't on board, COVID.
Telling you, your mom sucks the hell out of the medicine truck.
Come ride this mom.
Gathering around to make a prank call. Wow. Your fucking wife loves it when I check her meter. I'm gonna get a Kohler faucet shoved right up your ass.
Recorded and it will be forwarded to the proper authorities for security violations. Due to this call being a prank call, I will be forced to terminate the phone call now. Thank you for calling 7-Eleven Destination. Have a great day.
Ah, yes. Good night. Good evening, bitches. You see, look at that. I fucked up my own line. We're 2 seconds into the show and I'm already fucking up. So, I ended up having to do a lot of shit away from home that took longer than I expected, so I was not prepared to do shit. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to blog talk, and I'm going to do some regular calls. I'm going to do a little mixture of everything. So that's what we're going to do. I think right now, we're going to just go ahead, we're going to get into this. And yes, first call. Gonna call to the invasion of the sellouts. Everybody knows how this works. Once I get in and they are there, I will give you the site where you can find the phone number for your own shenanigans. Oops. Keep posting it, George, and I'm going to boot you. You keep doing that every one of my shows now, and I'm going to get mad. Then go fuck yourself, George. Not gonna take your bullshit.
That'd be like me getting the video and saying, you know what? All white people are racist. That's right. All they do. All our Klan hoods. You think white people not gonna get pissed off at me and say, wait a minute. I ain't in no Klan. What you talking about? I never said nothing racist to nobody. I ain't done nothing. My family ain't even own plantations or anything. And I know by researching my family history. And so how dare you say something like that without proof? And it was 100% correct.
Right. And people do that a lot. People like, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't saying anything. I just, no.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to say something, Gabrielle.
No.
Yeah, but I'm saying is that was the main thing with and I know this from personal experience doing YouTube. Like in the past, I would say, okay, I'm talking about a black issue, and I'm going to say black men or black women. And if I say something, then most of the people come at me and say, wait a minute, we all not like that. They say, so what right. I said, black women, or you say, you know, Hispanic people or whatever group of people, you can't just say that. That's why I say some. I even put some in the title because that way I'm not speaking in absolute. I'm not you know, making sure that I'm not trying to just offend everybody, has nothing to do with it. And that's what right. Charles did. Charles did say some black people are this way, which I'll be like, okay, Charles is right. And even though, like I said, that is a legitimate issue in the black community, but still, Charles said black people as a whole will never be successful. Black people, you know, attack other, like all of us do that, and that's a lie. As I said earlier in the show, we have more, let's say black males are in college than they are in prison, and black women actually lead in obtaining college degrees in this nation over all groups of women. And these are facts I'm talking about. So yep. This little fact alone can refute what Charles said.
Right. Nursing degrees especially, which are like high gainers and all of that. But yeah, it's specifically that I think like that people are just like he was on radio, they gave him the mic,
blah, blah, blah.
And he just said something. But I think that should be expected from him.
It's not like video host was baiting him to say anything. He didn't bait him. Charles right. brought all that stuff up himself.
Right.
You know, he talked about one subject and Charles went that way. It wasn't the radio host. The radio host didn't, he just made one comment, but he didn't say anything. So it's mostly Charles
yeah.
on this one.
Love you, Charles.
Basically. So I just think that the whole thing is interesting. But like I'm first generation, right? And like of Cuban descent. And a lot of times, like, people look at me or, you know, neighbors or people that I've known for a while that don't even know I'm Cuban. Find out I'm Cuban, they're like, oh, but you're not like anybody, any other Cuban, you know, or, but you're so nice. I've actually heard, but you're so nice. That's pretty hilarious to me. So, for me, I'm just like, oh, that's cool. You know, you should probably walk outside more and, like, open some books. But it doesn't really bother me as much. Like,
yeah,
as far as it's gonna stop me or whatever, but yeah, that's I liked your point. And when I first saw it, and when not too long ago, when I used to see things like that, I would kind of agree. But now mm-hmm. that I've like had my whole change of like experience and been like immersed in a completely different, like in New York, I mean, you just change when you're in New York, you just learn so much because you're always bustling with all kinds of people. But as soon as that clicked, I'm like, well, you know, you start to become like a better person because you're broader minded. So it's almost like an advantage to be broader minded and just to be open to most things and just to understand things. It's not really open as far as like knowledge. You know, you don't want to be completely open to everything.
All right, we're gonna give these guys about 2 minutes.
Then you get yourself into trouble. But
to start picking up,
as far as like gaining knowledge and actually living things, and not just saying something that is, I'm kind of ADD. And I switch around. But when you said Ben Carson, he's a neurosurgeon. He's a brain surgeon, not a heart surgeon.
I thought he was that does the innovative heart surgery technique.
No, he's a brain surgeon.
Maybe I'm confusing the wrong guy. If I am, I apologize.
Yeah, no worries, man. No worries. So,
okay,
yeah,
no, I apologize. Maybe I'm confusing the wrong guy. I'll look back into it again. Like I said, I know some people are going to write that in the comment section. Hey, man, you're wrong. It happens. I'm wrong sometimes.
No worries, man. Yeah.
It happens. Okay.
Exactly.
So, now, if I was on the video, I probably would have been doing a little bit of my homework before I put that video out on YouTube.
Right.
Boy, it's amazing, you know, as much right. as possible. But like I said, I'm
apparently.
But Eric, appreciate the calling, man, and move on to another caller.
Yeah, man. All right. Have a good night. Thanks for having me.
All right. Erico 212, you on the show.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment. I like to go around and masturbate in front of black women and like to so they can see my white dick and they love it. I just wiggle it right in their face.
Why do we need to know that? That's...
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
I think you needed to know that, pal. That's why I
Blog
said it.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, you are now in the host queue.
Over here.
Oh, fuck. We missed it. We missed that. I'm a rapey bitch.
Oh, my God. People are just old. Erico 314, you on the show?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on? What's your name?
This is Pianki.
Pianki?
You still there?
What?
Hello?
Is your name again? What's your name again?
My name's Pianki. But, you know, you talk about the people complain about what Charles Barkley says. What they need to do is do the same thing that those who, the women done against Rush Limbaugh. They caused him to lose 30 advertisers. Then he turned around and apologized to the white woman that he called a slut.
Yeah, so, that's true that it happened.
Right, and that should be the same shit. I put his, he's a Philadelphia radio host where Barkley played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
What, 94 WIP?
Yeah, 94 WIP. And people need to tweet him and say, look, you know, complain about it. And take time to call the station. Complain about it. And believe me, that will, they will get the message. But you can't just call in on blog talk radio shows and express that type of dissatisfaction. And I was looking at the picture that you had there on your board. And mm-hmm. Alan West, I never could understand him. Alan West is a whole different character. I think him running, he was a U.S. congressperson from down in Florida. And
this guy's, I think, a predominantly white district. Is he going to be okay?
And he won his first term, but his second term, they kicked him out and threw him
to
the side.
It's his diabetes.
It's something.
And he just have, you know, you just have blacks that have a different perspective than those that generally are in front of cameras or get a lot of press.
Generally awesome.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And that's just the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Yeah, you know, that crowd that's on, you know, Fox News Channel or, you know, James David Manning, those, you know, types, they just say things that are very disingenuous, and a lot of it, you know, isn't true for the group. It may be true for some who are doing some of those things, but it's not representative of the whole. And they kind of paint it like the whole group is that way, and that's the main thing that Charles did. He painted the whole group as...
There's one show after we get another round in on these guys.
That's definitely not true. We got, you know, people in the community that's not doing
Explore
that.
Explore Humiliation Nation.
You're absolutely right. Charles Barkley was totally
your partner.
And I listened to some of it because I just left another show.
That could be good.
And Charles Barkley used to have a whole different attitude because he did marry a white woman. Somebody told me that he was divorced from her. So I guess she's satisfied whatever purpose that she played out. But Charles Barkley was totally out of place generalizing all black people in the thing that he said. And if I was ever to look for a business partner, I surely wouldn't choose him based on at that point in history, he demonstrated what existed within his mind.
Sit there for another 10 minutes listening to this guy talk.
He makes me want to fall asleep.
Yeah, he does. Got a soothing voice.
Sorry, but the number you have dialed is not active. Goodbye.
Then why the fuck do they have that on their page, you motherfucker?
I'm sorry, but the number you have dialed is not active. Goodbye.
Well, fuck you then. Eat shit and die. Let's see. Must not have paid their bills, because that was an 800 number for the BTR.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1. You are now in the host queue.
And when the people were gathered thick together, this is verse 29, he began to say, these more red letters, this is an evil generation. They seek a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas the prophet.
This is supposed to be World News Today with Lisa Sparks.
For as Jonas was a sign unto the Ninevites.
Not Bible thumping time.
So shall also the Son of Man be to this generation.
Sorry.
Remember what happened?
I'm not waiting for her. That was supposed to be World News, not Bible thumping. Jesus Christ. Alright, hang on, people. I just heard something fall. I'm going to go check to see what the hell that was. Be right back.
To the pop song that I'm singing, ding-a-linging, funky beats ringing, everybody swinging in the place as I kick the J-A-Z-Z-Y style, R&B mixing it with the hip-hop swing beat, champagne in my hand, it won't be long till I'm gone. It's just the same old song.
It's just the freestyle. Meanwhile, I keep the beat kicking. Sweat dripping. Girlies in the limo eating chicken. Oops, don't get the grease on your pantyhose. I love your rubber, move over. I gotta blow my nose. Sneezing, but still I'm pleasing all the slimmies. Pull out my jimmy. Time to get busy with a Jenny. If it's good and plenty, don't you know? There I go, there I go, there I go. But I don't go nowhere without my gym hat. What I'm rapping is if she's clapping, then I'm strapping, cause I'm smarter than that. And then, girlie, maybe we can get along. Cutie after cutie. It's just the same old song. It's the same old song, y'all.
Same song.
It's just the same old song.
It's the same song. Money big. The freaky dicky, the squeaky wicky up and down. Well, as a matter of fact, I'll be right back. I gotta take a leak. So while I'm draining entertainers, but I got fame and the bases I touch. Too much for me to try to be naming. Ayo, you saw me on cable and grip. I busted in and I was going to win. I Clark Gable back in Oakland. It's the same old song for Sporty Shorty. Same freckles and hat, drinking the same Ford.
Hypothetical, political, lyrical, miracle.
I'm back. One of the shades for the fucking window crashed to the ground, so I had to put it back up. So back to what we were doing. I had one picked out. Where was it? Oh, open discussion. It's a Q&A one. So this should be a quick pickup.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of show time. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
What makes a man say I love you? Do that. I think the answer to that is pussy, but
Blog Talk Radio.
And good cooking.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
April. And for 10 years in a relationship, and I stayed committed, and I did everything that I was supposed to do, I thought, you know, but I...
You are now in the host queue.
That rage carried me to a point where I had to grab a steering wheel, and by the time, I don't even know how I made it home. And it was for her sake that I left her, because I don't know what I would have did. Just like I didn't know I could do that, I don't know what I would have did if I would have found out if I wasn't in a capacity of driving and my kids was in the back seat. So if a person say, I can't go through this because I'm not ready for this or I can't handle this, especially if I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, then you might want to trust that and trust that it's not a punishment.
Just trust that it's
a safety hazard then at that point.
Well, everybody's different. He asked there are people that would do it as a punishment. Okay, there are people that would do it to say, all right, I'm the type of person that I can never forgive you. Okay, I can never get to that point. Okay, that's, that again, that's a choice.
you know, one of the challenges is when we don't forgive people, and there is, you know, I tell you what, and it my mom, whom I obviously, well, you know, I love her to death, okay? I was with my mom a couple of months ago, and she talked about one of my aunts who has now been dead about 30 years. And my mother talked with such anger, and she said, I could never forgive this woman.
Yeah.
And I heard this come from my mother, from a woman, my aunt, who had been dead over 30 years. And I thought, wow. And I watched the way she reacted, and I thought, I sure hope I don't do something, you know, to fall into that same camp. I mean, if you have that in you, I mean, what if you do something and you trigger that? I mean, I really believe that that's an issue that we need to take to the Lord. When we have that kind of rage in us, that we can't forgive people.
That's not forgiving at that point. That's just temporary.
So I'm telling you what she said. I will never forgive this person.
Hey, answer the phone.
Okay, that was my mother's words. I will never forgive this person. And the rage that came over her and listening to her, I prayed for her soul. I was like, oh my goodness, how can someone that loves Christ talk like that? I mean, it just boggled my mind. And this was my mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I would hope that rage is not inside of me, that no matter, and I've been in that situation, okay? I literally knocked on my wife's door and the boyfriend came to the door. I understand it.
Okay. Let me ask you a question now.
I don't know if I was going to kill him.
Did you accept that? Did you accept that because you had did some dirt already and you figured that, hey, I must deserve this because I didn't.
Oh, no, I was going to kill him.
But I mean, let me ask you, I'm asking you, were you able to accept it easily or easier because it was some dirt that you did previously that you deserved that?
Oh, no, I was going to kill him.
No, you're not probably getting what I'm saying.
When you said, did I accept it? No, I didn't accept it. I was going to kill him.
No, I said that did you expect it because of something?
Oh, did I expect it? No, I was stunned.
So you was completely a genuine, loving husband, loyal, and all of that.
Oh no, I was an asshole.
Okay, so you should have expected that.
I shouldn't expect it. Oh, excuse my language there, Tony.
Okay,
you get what I'm saying, though, right?
Now, I understand, but if I was on the Navy, the same rage goes through you. I mean,
If I was in the Navy and I had been going to all these countries and I've been screwing every woman I see everywhere I landed, then when I came home and she cheated on me, I would be upset and I'd be ready to kill the dude she with. I understand that part, but I wouldn't have probably left her because I figured I would expect that to happen. Well, what goes around comes around. We had a show called Karma that went over that. So I would expect something bad to happen because I've been cheating and doing dirt all this time.
I was a motherfucker too.
Okay. But if you do nothing, that's when rage come in, I believe.
Against the machine?
Well, I disagree. I had rage too.
Yeah. I think, to be honest with you, I think rage is a normal response to such a betrayal. It's just getting past that. That's why you have to kind of separate yourself for a while.
Yeah.
Because you have to come down. I think most men will have a rage if they walk.
These guys are just too into talking about their, I don't know, the people they're going to kill or whatever. Fine, I'll just move on to my 10 o'clock numbers. Let's see. Correcting the system of unequal justice.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to you are now in the host queue.
And like me and the youth director, VP said, you coming to the A. if God be willing. But, you know, before I go forward, I must give a shout out to our New Order family from Mississippi to Columbus, Ohio, of course, Toledo, Ohio, and here in Atlanta. It ain't I, it's we. We are a very, very close family, and I just love all of you all. And if you're listening again, I just want to say thank you for all of the hard work that you're doing. You know, we're a family away from home. Now, Quaz, I want to go back to you. Of course, you're kind of new to the organization. Give me your opinion. Why did you join New Order, and why you think it was very important that you want to take the role as the national political advisor for the organization, and what experience can you give to the EOTM listeners tonight, and also the Metro Atlanta, even across America?
We're not even going to waste time on that. Not even to do it. But the... You know what? I'm going to break it up with a regular call. Let's see. Sabrina just got a new phone.
Please leave your message.
Call him back.
Hello.
Yeah, you, Londi, you want the writing lessons?
Do what?
The writing lessons on the Facebook. He said you're looking for someone to give you writing lessons.
Hold on a minute. Let's talk to my wife.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? This is Dwight. You want the writing lessons?
Yeah, we found somebody, but thank you.
Okay, well, next time, take the ad down, bitch. You got me, whore? Oh, she hung up. Well, you ain't get away with that.
She just didn't like the voice of Dwight. She hasn't found anyone.
This is Landy. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
I'm going to use the calorific on her. Do a local caller.
This is Landy. I can't get to the phone right now. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
All right, fire the info in there, Dashie. Oh, Dashie. Okay. All right, fire up the calorific. Okay. Fine, fucker. Fine. That's really, I'm gonna have to call that back. That's really funky ringing going on there. There we go. Hey, Milkman joining us in the IRC. How are you?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Probably not going to answer. This is going swell, everybody.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Okay, so they're not going to pick up. Alrighty. Try another one. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Dwight. I'm over here with the pizzas. You had the order for the medium with pepperoni and half Italian, half sausage, and the wings.
Right?
Right. All right. Well, I was calling to let you know. Did you pick this up already? Oh, no. This was delivery. I'm sorry. Did Nathaniel get there already?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me tell you the problem I got here. Nathaniel just called me on the phone, and he told me that you people were harassing him.
Oh, well, that's not true at all.
He said that once he gave you the pizza, and he was, you know, he's not supposed to stand around waiting for a tip, but you guys, I guess, told him to get the fuck off of your property.
Oh, no, that's not true at all. That wasn't us.
Oh, he said that it was definitely you guys. He said he had just left, and he told me the order, and he said, here's the phone number for the order. Give him a call.
Okay. Well, it wasn't us. So
well, I have to tell you, you piece of shit people aren't going to be able to order from us anymore. Okay. I don't like it when you treat my drivers like this. Hello? My driver did not ask for this. He was just doing his job, bringing you delicious pizza. What is going on over there? No, hang on, Nathaniel. I'm on the phone. I'm on the other line with him. No, I'll call you back. Hello? I can hear you breathing. I know you're on the phone. I don't appreciate being treated this way. Hello? I'm gonna hang up and call him back. Fuckers.
Courtney, and I'm unable to take your call right now.
And you have an annoying fucking voice. Save those other pizza numbers you got right there, Dash. You don't let them get away.
I feel bad for the driver having to talk to her.
Fucking whore. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press... You are now in the host queue.
And I'm unable to take your call right now, so...
Come to the phone right now. Please leave a message.
And we're back to the Let's Be Frank show. We're on an open forum night. You can call in and talk about anything you want to talk about in the wonderful world of entertainment. Our number here on the Let's Be Frank show is 347-857-2002. Again, that number is 347-857-2002. Once again, once you call that number, you will be prompted to press the number 1 on your touchtone phone if you want to get on the air. And right now we have on the air, looks like a call coming in from the Oklahoma area code. Last 4 digits, 8425. Caller, you're on the Let's Be Frank show. State your name and where you're from.
How you doing? My name is Dwight, and I'm currently residing in Trenton, New Jersey.
Okay. How you doing, Dwight?
I was originally from Oklahoma, but, you know, I got one of them 2-year plans, and you got to take it with you.
I understand.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about, I actually just bumped into a, he's an entertainer of sorts. He's a sports entertainer. It was Ray Rice. I actually bumped into him out on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked around. He's actually not a bad dude. I mean, I know it looked bad what he did, but, you know, we actually hung out and we had a couple beers, and then we walked around and just started Ray Ricing bitches. You know, that's what I like to call it. We just started fucking punching them in the back of the head, and like a couple of them we fucked.
And so we're gonna go into some more music on the Let's Be Frank show. That last song by Aura was Are You Single? So for those of you who are wondering, no, I'm not single. As a matter of fact, we'll do another cut before we move into this next segment of the show. And I'd like to dedicate this to my lovely wifey, Lady Glow Hedgeman. They always play this song in my favorite nightclub at like 10 Times Square. So my boy Ike, hey man, we see you over there at Times Square. We playing this song just for you, dedicated.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified. You are now in the host queue.
Never
Apparently he's just hanging up on people that are calling in now, which is confusing because it's supposed to be open forum show. Talk about whatever you want. Well, I wanted to talk about my adventures with Ray Rice, and we had a couple drinks, and we started Ray Rice and bitches. Bullshit. Keep that. Just, I don't know if I feel like gathering audio from it or not. Paranormal Horizons. We've called them a few times. I don't remember if we ever got through to them. We could try.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
So, we got a lot of weird things that happened to us in the middle of the night there.
Yeah,
like, footsteps coming up on us. We've heard knockings. I mean, it was crazy. We got EVPs that night floor when everybody was sleeping. So.
So, I gotta ask, out of all the investigations you've done, what is the singly most haunted location you've been to? Has there been a location where,
did you have to throw that,
you know, it's been
singly,
so active?
Singly? Can you just the single most location?
Or an investigation that was so evil? Is there anything like that? What's the most haunted place?
The devil.
I would say the
devil possessed my butthole.
And
when it was
the
angry.
Masonic building. The old Masonic building in Blair. We had got so much stuff out of there. It was just incredible.
Wow.
So those two places most haunted I've been to, I would say.
Have you run
most
into, like, anything really evil or dark? Because we've talked to a lot of ghost investigators. Actually, I do it somewhat myself. Also, since 2005 is when I started my...
So that's why he went to
Mizzou. And I've never really run into anything
people.
Deep, but we've talked
Nova,
to people in the past that
asked
have
him what he was calling about,
had,
apparently your mama
isn't
good enough to be on the
home
show.
Or get possessed. Have you run into anything really dark like that?
Not too evil. I mean, the Masonic building, I was actually pushed, but I feel like it was my fault.
Goes
because
to Ray Rice.
I came down with the one of the closets, my investigator had it knocking really loud. And I thought somebody had gotten hurt.
There was a homo in there trying to get out.
Doing an EVP session in the women's lounge. And I went running down the steps.
JDF was in the closet. Fuck, I need to get out
of here. Okay, and I missed it. And I'm like, what? The closet was banging back at him. He was asking questions. And
you
so
think
I walked,
there was a glory hole in that fucking closet door and the guy was just fucking hip thrusted like a motherfucker?
There's white ballroom and then the G room where the PC is for the Masonic. And I was standing in the hallway and I felt like I was in the way because whatever came out of that closet.
She was so scared, but
I
she found out finally that she was actually in a haunted house that she paid to enter.
I could feel the handprint 20 minutes after. It was a big handprint and it pushed me to where.
Did you grab your titty?
One of my investigators caught me.
Wow. Now, Carol Ann, you talk about the Masonic building in Vallejo. Is that still a working, you know, Masonic, I guess, meeting place? Or is it?
They actually put lofts in there, and you can live in there. They have people that live in there. They're like little apartments now.
You see that, Nova?
Really?
Okay.
And I actually went by there because we used to go a lot and it had been a while. And I asked the security guard one night and said, I always see you out front. Why aren't you in the building? He goes, I won't go in there. I won't go. I hear too much in there.
I'm a pussy.
Yeah. And then I talked to some of the construction guys and they would put tools down or whatever and turn around and pick up their tool and it'd be gone. So whatever they were doing, we're stirring up something. But we haven't been back since it's been redone.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know the complete history of the Masonics, but that would be, interesting to check into, because I think that they, you know, there's a lot of mystery around that group itself.
Right.
I heard something
happen. Well, the building was built back in the 1800s, so it's an old, old building. And underneath Vallejo, all downtown, running up Georgia Street, are tunnels for the bootleggers. That's where they used to hide all the boots back in the day.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Is somebody tearing up the chat room? Is that why that just happened?
Don't bother calling back. They're not going to pick up.
Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please, you are now in the host queue.
It was a tattoo. It was.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
They are not going to take any calls. I think they sniffed us out. They did some of that. I smell pussy. I mean, sorry. Okay. Let me erase a couple of these that we did. Alrighty. And to the next show, people. To the next show. Ooh, wait a minute. We got a pizza here. Hang on, we're gonna do a pizza. Yeah, that's what happens when they never get calls and then they see four and they're like, fuck. Somebody's gonna mess with us.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Hang up, calling back. In a few minutes, I am going to play one song while I use the little boys' room. Okay, I am going to play a song. I'm going to use the little boy's room. This song is about 4 minutes long, and then we will continue.
Contestant number one. He's a schizophrenic serial killer clown who says women love his sexy smile. Let's find out if his charm will work on Sharon. Sharon, what's your question?
Contestant number one. First impressions last forever. So let's say you were to come over to my parents' house and have dinner with me and my family. Tell me what you'd do to make that first impression really stick.
Let's see. Well, I'd have to think about it. I might show up in a tux, but I doubt it. I'd probably just show up naked like I always do. And look your mama in the eye and tell her, fuck you! Hurry up, bitch, I'm hungry. I smell spaghetti. I'd pinch her loopy ass and tell her, get my food ready. Dad would probably start tripping and get me pissed. I'd have to walk up and bust him in his fucking lips. It's dinner time. We're hearing grace from your mother. I'd pull a 40 out and pour some for your little brother. I'm steady staring at your sister. I'll tell you this. You know, for only 13, she got some big tits. After that, your dad would try to jump again. And only this time, I'd put the 40 to his chin. After your mom does the dishes and the silverware, I'd dry fuck her till I
Now let's meet contestant number two. He's a psychopathic, deranged crackhead freak who works for the Dark Carnival. He says women call him stretch nuts. Sharon, let's hear your question.
I like a man who's not afraid to show his true emotions. A man who expresses himself in his own special way. Number two, if you fell in love with me, exactly how would you let me know?
First thing, I could never love you. You sound like a witchy bitch, yo, fuck you. But if I did, I'd probably show you that I care by taking all these other motherfuckers.
here with half the pain. I'll be blowing fucking nuggets off all day. Grab your titties and stretch them down past the waist. Let them go and watch them both spring up in your face. I sing love songs to ya the best I can. Get you naked and hit it like a caveman. Then we go to the beach and walk through the sand. I throw a little in your face and say I'm just playing. As he spit it all out, I wipe your back and grab your underwear and wet it up your ass crack.
Well, it sounds like contestant number two is just overflowing with sensitivity, Sharon. It's a tough choice so far. Sharon, let's have your last question and see which one is going to win the rights to your net.
Okay, if we were at a dance club and you both noticed me at the same time, tell me, how would you each get my attention and what would your pickup line be? Whoever's the smoothest wins.
Okay, first I'd slide up to the bar and tell you that I can't believe how fucking fat you are. I'd tell you that I like the way you make your titty shake. And if you lost a little weight, you'd look like Ricky Lake. Fuck that! You'd be jocking me quick. I'd order you a drink and stir it with my dick. And then to get your attention in the crowded place, I simply walk up and stick my nuts in your face. Yeah, freak her with your nuts, yo, that'll get her. Tell her that she's fat, yeah, that'll work even better. Look, fuck you, I got a strong rap shit. You don't want contestant number two, he's mad whack. I walked into a barn, and there he was, standing up on a bucket, trying to fuck it. It was a big fucking smelly ass farm llama. Damn, dog! How you gonna diss your mama?
Hey everybody, I'm back. Yeah. Hey everybody, I'm back. So we'll get this fucker rolling again. Who just coughed in my ear?
That was me, bitch.
Motherfucker.
Oh, motherfucker, you.
Oh, please do.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started.
Oh,
please call back within 15 minutes of showtime. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
How dare they impede the show by not showing up?
I keep calling the pizzas Dashy. Nobody answers because it's coming from a Skype number. This was the one Dashy wanted me to call right here. They're talking about it in the chat. We weren't trolling them. That's bullshit.
Arlene Hammer.
Yeah, see, they're just not ordering. They're picking up. So yeah.
Log Talk Radio.
You
are now in the host queue.
I need you to listen to me, and I need you to focus on because for the level of prominence and success that you are headed for, it's going to be work. It's going to be work because now you're going to have to balance that relationship, that commitment with the whole freaking world. If you're not willing to do the work and work hard at it, then you will just be with a bunch of side pieces. You will just have these little one-nighters, or you'll have these little meaningless pieces of stuff. Because where you're headed, it's going to take even more work than it did when you were 20. Because you didn't have to share, you didn't have to share your husband with the entire world. You may have had to share him with the city. Or with the state. But you're talking about sharing with the whole world. He's going to have to share you with the entire world.
And if he's a man that is used to sharing or know what it means to have to share someone, because I would have to share him as well, then it won't be a lot of work.
You're not looking at the level. And until you've never had paparazzi outside your window, I'm telling you, all right, go ahead. You think what you want, but when we revisit this conversation later, I'm not only gonna bite it, I'm gonna do something else to it. Now I'm done with that.
I almost understand where Lady K is coming from, because if you're both mature adults and you both experience life, there are just some things that you know to do that you shouldn't have to work on, because you know.
I agree.
Because you've been in that situation. So I understand what she's saying. I'm not gonna go through, you know, dealing with this anymore. I'm not going to go through dealing with that anymore. I did that when I was young. I shouldn't have to do that anymore. I'm at an age in my life where I ain't got time for a lot of foolishness. You know, we are grown adults. We know what we should and shouldn't be doing. I kind of understand. I mean, there's going to be a little work, but I understand her meaning when she's saying it's going to be a lot.
Right. I got to go get these callers
because they have stuff they want to say. But if he can't pick up, that's why I see I got to marry Joe call, because he know what it's like to say, baby, I'm gonna be on the road for the next week or two. So, you know, we got to do what we got to do, long distance, blah, blah. And he going to be tripping. I want my wife and her. I can't be back marrying nobody. I've been in a committed relationship with somebody who thinks. He's willing to, never mind. You already know where I'm going.
You ain't ready. You ain't ready. Because when he's on the road for 6 months, what you going to do? When he's on the road for 6 months, what you going
to
do?
I'm going to fly him to me, and then he'll fly me to, we're going to make it work. But it won't be work, because he will understand that. He will know.
Get the next call, because you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Welcome to Relationship Realities with Lady K. You are on the air.
Konnichiwa. Ikavidisa.
Hey! I like that.
I'm channeling my inner Japanese, okay?
Okay, there you go, Japanese.
Look here, and you know what? I've been trying to tell you, you need to listen to Carl, okay? I've been trying to tell you, but you're not.
Hey, my man, appreciate you, bro.
I don't know what's wrong with, first and foremost, Lady K, you've skipped over the most important process of all of this.
Oh, yeah?
The journey. Finding that person that you want to be with, that person who's going to be the best for you, it starts with you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know exactly who you are. You got to know exactly what you like. You got to know what you don't like. You got to know.
Why don't you quit being such a whore?
You got to know what you want out of life. And you need to know the same thing about that person that you're booing up with. So, you know, when he asked those questions, honey, do you want to have kids? Where do you want to live? What do you want to accomplish before you die? All of this stuff comes into play, and it all starts with you. Y-O-U.
Right.
Okay, and the thing about it is that when you start thinking back to past relationships, you start asking questions, well, what did I like about that, the last person I was with? What did I enjoy most about them? What did I not like about that person? What did I criticize them the most on? What did they criticize me the most on? And if you can't do a self-evaluation and get an honest answer, ask your friends, because we'll all tell you.
All right. I got to get another caller on. Bringing another caller on. We're going to keep this. We got to talk about it. Welcome to Relationship Realities with Lady K. You are on the air.
Yeah, I'm a white man myself, and I date a black woman. And what I've been known to do...
Thank you.
Well, what I've been known to do is I go around and I get them all pregnant and I leave them and I call at random times of the night.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's block them. Let's block them. Several callers want to get in on this. And just to let you go. All right. Block them as well.
Nice, here we go. General.
You know, that's one thing about your show becoming more and more popular and people being able to listen from everywhere.
Oh,
you,
I forgot. Yeah.
You never know. You just never.
Yes, I realize what I did. Yeah, I could hear it, General. We heard it.
Blog Talk Radio.
She didn't let me finish, you know, after I get them
pregnant. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, press 1. You are now in the host
into the phone.
Okay, let's see. Welcome to Relationship Realities with Lady K. You are on the air.
Yeah. I'm a white man. I like to date. But what I
like. All right. All right.
Where these white guys come
from?
Listen.
And you know what? He didn't even sound like a white guy. He didn't even sound like a white guy.
Before you go to another call, I got to encourage all my sisters out there to call Lady K. Get your hair appointments in. The weekend is getting ready to come. You need to get that fresh do done, and you just need to go by. She's over at High End Looks. You can call her 501-765-8481. That's 501-765-8481.
All right, we'll keep that in mind.
You need to go over there and get your hair done.
Dude.
Because she'll take care of you. She's got you. She'll take care of you. I promise you. She's got the growing hands. She will take care of whatever your hairstyle is, natural. You got weave, maliciousness, whatever it is, she can hook you up. So call her. Lady K is at 501-765-8481. She's over at High End Looks, and she will hook you up.
All right. Thank you. You are so right. Now, as I said, I'm not going to work hard at it. And I disagree with that every relationship is work. I totally agree with that. But I think sometimes some people have to work too hard. And if you if it consumes day and night, you're struggling to get along, you know, everything is a problem, then you might have chosen the wrong person to be in that relationship. It doesn't. I have been in a long-term relationship in marriage, and it just was not that hard. So if you choose to be with someone that it is that hard, that's the choice that we make, but it doesn't have to be that hard, Carl. I don't care what you say. Yeah.
I ain't studying you because I already know the truth.
Truth?
Okay. Well, I know the truth, too. But
when you get to that point and you are literally having to do the things that you're going to have to do and the security is going to be there and all of this other stuff, you'll understand. And then we'll have this conversation again, and then I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say, call Rick. So
there you go.
What I gotta
no.
Say.
No, y'all better not see me. You better not do it.
I'm absolutely going to do it.
And you know what? If you are right,
I'll be down there in 2 weeks, and I'll reiterate this anyway.
No, don't do it. But you know what, Carl? You know, if you are right, when I get there, and you are right, the first time it happens, I'm gonna call you and say, Carl, guess what? You are so right.
I'm already gonna know. I ain't gonna hear it. Yeah.
And guess what? If it never happens, if I'm there and I've been in this relationship for more than 12 months and it hasn't happened, I'm going to call you, and when we do this show, you're going to be on the show and you're going to say, y'all, Lady K and I had this conversation several years ago. And she was right. She found somebody who she really gels with. They have good chemistry. They're in the same industry, and they understand what it takes, and she is really, because 9 times out of 10, you are still going to be my friend, we'll still be talking every day, and you'll say, you know what,
what the hell?
Oh my goodness, okay, I got other callers who want to get on. Welcome to Relationship Realities with Lady K. You are on the air.
Hello? school.
Yeah, they're wondering what the hell you mean that by that, too.
Well, 9 times out of 10, I don't know. I mean, I know. I'm going to do my part. But, you know, you might hook up with a boo or somebody that says, oh, you can't tie to her anymore. Then what you going to do?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You don't know me by now? Really?
I do. That's a good show topic. We should talk about that. On that note, okay, somebody wants us to talk about this. But for real, let's do a show on that. Let's do a show
Let's do that. Let's do a show.
Significant other not having a problem with your friend. Let's do that. But right now, let's talk about this right here. Okay. This is something else they want us to talk about. And I think this is a good place to do it. What I said, look for lifetime partners. What's the next one I say? They make a good husband or wife. But a lousy mother or father. And I want my other female callers to really chime in on this too. Okay. They make a good husband or wife, but they make a lousy mother or father. Should I marry them anyway? And this person is young enough, they plan to have a family. What do you say? What do you all say?
I'll go to Rick.
You wouldn't have heard me. Oh, that's funny. But, you know, ladies first.
Right.
You know,
ladies first.
Come on.
Oh.
Because I'm about to call the fake madhouse the black madhouse.
Okay. All right.
This is my take on it. If you are with someone and you both have no children.
Yeah, shut up. You're taking too much of my time.
Love.
For everyone that doesn't know, this is the fake madhouse.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak
madhouse
to the host,
Radio Network.
Please press 1 at any time. And the,
Pepper,
you are now in the host
country
queue.
Music, he's country music royalty. His grandpa is actually Waylon Jennings. His name.
Thank you for using Blog Talk. Goodbye.
Are they not going to take calls? Is that what's going on?
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to you are now in the host
queue.
I've
got 3 projects dropping. I've got an album dropping on the 14th of next month. In January, I've got a 7-song EP dropping. And then in March, I've got a free mixtape for everybody who's ever supported my music career. So...
Awesome.
So keep rocking with this underdog, man. I was never qualified to do this, but people love my music, so I'm just out here rocking for everybody.
Right.
I definitely felt that music representing influence on that first one you just dropped when we just heard, man. You can hear many y'all through that. I was just wondering, as a kid, did your mother play a lot of old school music as a kid?
My mom played a lot of old school music, man. My mom was into big Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, all that, man. Like she listened to all that music, man. That's why I say St. Louis is the cultural melting pot of the world, man. You have white folks that listen to you know, R&B and hip-hop and jazz, and you have black folks that listen to country music.
It's kind of like how it is in the 313 and the D where I'm from.
St. Louis is the cultural melting pot of the world, man. I want to just give a shout-out to everybody, man. Like, everybody who's ever doubted me, man, thank y'all, because y'all are also one of my motivations. Like, I fucking love all my haters, man. Y'all are the reason I keep doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know they say Cat Williams said, haters gonna hate. Let them
haters gonna hate, bro.
Right.
Haters gonna hate.
Lovers gonna love.
That's true. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get to this premiere of this second this second song. You want to tell us the name of the song and
the concept behind it?
You want to tell us the name of the song, and you want to bring us into the song? Go ahead.
This song right here is called Can't Breathe, man. It talks about my mom when she had lung cancer. It talks about my baby mama running off with my firstborn child. It talks about how I failed the eighth grade. It talks about this is probably the realest song you will ever hear come out of St. Louis, man.
Oh, wow. We should be looking forward to a lot of St. Louis shit then, huh?
Can't Breathe by our boy Crispy Krizim. CD, hit me with that beautiful line.
Matt, this is a Madhouse exclusive roll, that beautiful green footage.
Gotcha.
So they rip off a commercial. Beautiful bean footage.
Hey. Break bread. If you ain't on it, you ain't with it.
I can't sleep, I can't dream, what I feel like, this is what I'm hoping, one day you'll see me, it's so hard to push back, but I'm feeling inside scarred. Ripped. I feel 8th grade, no job, gotta steal shit. I traveled down the road and paid no attention. I must have missed all the signs, I got no direction. Now I don't know this lesson, I thought I learned them all. Now my baby mom's taking off for my firstborn. I prayed to the Lord and got no answer. What's next? My mother catching throat cancer. I got a rage in my stomach.
Right, I'm not gonna put y'all through that. So, we're gonna wait. We're going to call back. I think I might have a couple people stashed in here who we can call. That's just fucking...
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your...
Okay. Let me look for some more. Searching. Hey, who called Flavio? We haven't talked to him in a while. It's because my microphone's away from my face. It's down on my desk.
Hello?
Yeah, Flavio.
Yeah.
Yo, what's your fucking problem, man?
Yeah, fuck you, cunt.
You want to fucking have a go at
you? Hey, if you was fucking here right now, you wouldn't be saying this shit. Yeah, I'll fucking make you cry, bitch.
You want to have a fucking go at it?
You don't fucking know me, cunt.
I know you, bitch.
You don't fucking know. Hey, you don't know what the fuck you fucking with, bitch.
Yeah, who am I fucking with, huh?
I'll make you fucking cry. You was right
I'm
here,
fucking
bitch.
With this bitch named Flavio.
You wouldn't be fucking here. Hey, if you know my number, you see me, you get my fucking address, too?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You guys got fucking connection?
Yeah.
You can look up my fucking address on the fucking through the cops and you got the cops in? Huh?
You put the cops
where?
Find my
fucking address and call. Let me know when you're coming down and text me, bitch.
Hey, don't be text raising your voice, cocksucker. Hang the phone up, motherfucker. That's fucking Flavio there. He doesn't like when we call him. So we're going to call him back.
Hey, you fucking cunt.
Hey, it won't let me text you.
Listen,
it says you're
listen,
a piece of shit.
You ever try to fucking look up who I am? You ever fucking ask people who I am?
Why don't you tell me who you are?
Bitch.
Tell me who you are, then.
Yeah, you want me up?
Yeah, you live over on Nanakuli
Ave? You want to meet up?
You on the Nanakuli Ave?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you're so fucking brave, then come down here. Oh, you want to meet up someplace else?
Yeah.
Huh?
What's your fucking problem? Tell me who you are, you such a tough guy. Tell me who you is.
Hey, bitch. Hey, bring one of your friends. I'm going to bring one of my friends. We'll have a little fucking war.
You know who the fuck I am? Huh? I'm a made man.
Fuck you, bitch. Hey, you the one acting like a bitch calling me.
You're the one about to cry. Hang the phone up, motherfucker. You soft-bottom motherfucker.
I'll make you fucking cry, bitch.
I'll make you suck my dick. You know who I am, motherfucker?
And a fucking shove it down your mouth.
Yeah? You like to finger your own asshole, don't you? Is that why you got your friend over there?
You fucking cunt. You're in Hawaii, bitch. You ain't fucking Africa.
Yeah, I'm in Hawaii. I'm from Trenton, New Jersey originally, motherfucker. I'm a made man.
Yeah, you talking fucking big, bitch.
Yeah, well, I have to when I talk to a bitch named Flavio.
Fuck you.
Yeah, did your parents name you Flavio because they knew you were going to be a bitch when you got older?
Let me figure out how you got my number. Let me tell you this. Is that fucking white bitch lady?
Who? Huh?
She told you to fucking crank call me? Well, how the fuck you, why the fuck you started crank calling me?
It was listed on the bitch list.
Yeah, fuck you, bitch. You talk real fucking big on the phone, cunt.
Or maybe it's because you put your fucking number on Facebook, you son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, that's how we found it.
Here, let me talk to him.
Okay. That's how we got his number, was off Facebook.
Blah, blah, blah. Maybe I left. You ruined that tapeworm out of my rectum with that hard cock.
Please leave your message after the tone. Please enter your personal access code followed by the pound key on your key. Press 4 for personal options. Press 9 to exit. Press 0 for customer service. Press 1 to change your password. Press 2 to access your group list. Press 3 to change your greeting. Press 4 to record your spoken name.
No.
Press star to return to the previous menu. You are in the main menu. Press 4 for personal options.
No.
Press 9 to exit. Press 0 for customer service.
I want to listen to the messages.
Goodbye.
Fine. Yeah, I forgot way back. That's why. That might be why he's fucking mad.
Call him back and just... Yeah. I wanted to hear that voicemail.
Oh, yeah, we can listen to it. He might do the fuck you button again.
Blah, blah, blah. Labia lips. Oh, you rooted that tapeworm out of my rectum with that hard cock. Yeah.
Please leave your message.
That was awesome.
You know what happened? We had a better one on the first try, but instead of saving it, I accidentally hit 3 and it fucking erased it. We had a fucking epic one the first time. We're calling. I think I can get the fake madhouse to answer. I'm calling back with a Detroit area code. One of them's from there, and I think he's the one
Blog
that runs
Talk Radio.
The phones when they answer.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified. You are now in the host queue.
You can make diamonds. So, okay.
And,
you a diamond.
Exactly.
A box of chocolates.
My boy Kevin that I was telling you guys about, he told me that in his company there was only one diamond in the business, but I was the coal that was being squeezed into that next diamond, and now I am the diamond.
You're being molded and being shaped, yes.
Exactly. He molded, and I owe it all to my boy Kevin, man. If it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't be here today, man. When that Too Young to Die mixtape dropped and it got downloaded virally 50,000 times, I'm honored because of that.
That's why 50,000 times.
50,000 times, man. 50,000 times.
Big deal.
blessed, man. That's all I can say is I'm honestly blessed, man. There's other white rappers out here who ain't you know doing half the things that I'm doing. But I'm gonna wait until my show to touch bases on that. You feel me?
Because they half assing it. You know what I'm saying?
They're half assing it. And it's like I said on many of my Facebook posts, like I told Don, I told everybody, this is all I've got. This is all I've got. Like, if this doesn't work, then I've got nothing else.
So wait a minute. This is all he's got.
Hip-hop is all that I know. And it's either hip-hop or back to hustling again. And I can't live that life again.
Fuck that hustling shit, dog. That gets you nowhere.
Exactly.
Get you in jail or get you killed, and that's what you don't want.
Exactly, man. I'm too lyrically talented for that. This is my calling right here, man. This is what I was born to do.
We trying to get off of independent radio and get on Sirius so people can really hear what we really are about.
Are you
what
fucking
we really
kidding?
Are like. I'm telling you right now, bro. If we get on Sirius. Oh my lord,
you
they think
some
our Stern was bad.
We get on Serious, man.
George is apparently
it's
been
a rap,
chat room
dude.
At the man
like,
house.
People,
Hi,
people's going to realize who Krispy Kreme, who the Madhouse Radio is. They're going to know
and
real quick.
They're going to know who T. Dizzle is, and they're going to know who Donnie Demonic is, and they're going to know who the whole crew is, because I ain't holding them up, man. Like I said, we getting ready to take over. We going to take over Gotham. They let us in the door. We going to shut Gotham down.
It'll be funny if any of those idiots ever Google Madhouse Radio. They'll see what the first hit is.
When you guys listen to my music, you guys have heard two tracks of mine. What do you guys think? Like overall, what's your picture like? What do you guys think when you hear it?
I picture a young man that's being put in a situation. We've all been in that place. That dark place, that place that
want,
we didn't want
to
be in.
That's the only
in.
Reason
and
I wanted
to
answer,
listened
just so
to
I
your
can tell
music
Matt,
and
you
I really, really can
out.
Feel and really can relate. And I think that's what the listeners are going to, they appreciate tonight. Whoever listens to your mixtapes or whatever, your tracks on your music, they're going to appreciate it because you have to tell the story. And now your story is being told, and I think the world is ready to hear that. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. What about you, Don? What's your thoughts on it all, man?
Man, shit, man, you doing what the hell you do, man. I mean, shit, man, yes. Now, you know you got to be good as a motherfucker if I say that I'm going to put your shit on my phone and use your shit as a motherfucking ringtone.
Yeah, you got to
appreciate it.
I don't just do that for every song, bro.
Exactly, man. This whole album, man, is going to be 11 tracks, 11. I shed so many tears writing this album that this is proud. And I'm not, this is not cocky, this is not arrogance. This is the dead honest truth. This is the realest album that's ever came out of St. Louis ever. This is the realest. This is my life. Gambling on a Convicted Felon, Volume 1.
Just
this
hit
is my
chat
life.
Up.
This is
yeah, well, you
this
gotta make that song cry, nigga. You gotta make that song cry in order to tell your story to make people feel you.
Exactly, man. And every song on this album, it cries, man. I've got a song on there called Screaming at Life.
That's all
I've got a song on there called Hear My Prayer.
Cry.
I've got a song.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we got like 2 seconds left. Listeners, we're about to go into overtime. If you want to hear this show in its entirety, visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Madhouse or download the Stitcher Radio app on the Google Play Store. Or you can even download the Stitcher Radio app on the Kindle Fire. We are on overtime right now.
Yes, we are everywhere if y'all want to find us. But getting back to what you were saying, all your songs, you can tell all the titles that you wrote that. All your work is very, it's like a painter. A painter has to have a canvas, like a Velo, De Milo, or a
I would say that my music right now, it's uncontrollable for you to feel something. Like, it's like a moth running to a ray of light only to be set on fire.
I just want to, like, smash this guy's head into a pole.
I'm promising everybody who's listening to this right now, you go download this album on November 14th everywhere. You will get 11 tracks and 2 bonus tracks. The bonus tracks are, one of them is called Dope Boy Talk, and it's produced by one of my good buddies, Mike Peters, a.k.a. Mike Nasty Rumor. Man, I told you I'd shout you out, and I did. I just wanna thank everybody, man, who supported the grind, man, supported my music, supported my message that I'm trying to deliver, man. I thank you. I thank you guys for having me on the show tonight, for real.
No problem, man. Sure. You're part of the Madhouse crew, dog, and there's no problem. You're part of the Madhouse family. You got a spot on this show, man. No, never mind, dog.
Exactly. I'm happy to be doing this, man. And this is the next chapter of my life, man. Like, this music stuff, man, is my life. And then this Madhouse Radio, man, this is the other chapter of my life, man. This is gonna really help St. Louis blow off the map, man. I'm gonna blow St. Louis off the map like a nuclear time bomb, man. And I promise that. I promise everybody, and I'm a man of my word, I promise everybody that if I don't make it, you guys will still remember me in 10 years because of these masterpieces that I'm crafting it in the next 6 months.
You're gonna make it.
I know I'm going to make it, but there's always that chance. And when I do make it, everybody who stuck by me when I didn't have shit, I got you guys. Everybody who's riding with me now, I got you. I'm never going to forget where I've come from. Man, I come from a humble beginnings, man, and this is an honor. This is all I've ever wanted in life, was to tell my story, where I came from. And I just want to thank everybody who's ever supported me, man. I'm humble.
No problem, man. That's what we do here. We family. Sure. What we do, we support each other. You heard one of us, you heard us all. And that's the thing I've always did, and I've always stressed, even with the founder here at the Madhouse and all the people that's out there listening tonight. So, you know, like all you people that's sitting up here hating on us, go ahead and hate on the Madhouse, because all you're doing is making us stronger. Whatever you're trying to do and trying to plot on us and trying to plot on our demise, it ain't working. We're here.
Let me tell you this now, man. I'm one of these guys. I feed off of hatred, man. Let a motherfucker keep hating, and if I find out who it is, they're going to get a diss track sent their way.
Oh, definitely.
They're going to get a diss track sent their way.
All right, I'm back. Time stamp. They didn't. I'm assuming they didn't pick up since we're still on.
You guys really need to shut your mouth, because I ain't Madhouse, Krispy Kreme. We ain't going nowhere. I promise you that.
We don't die. We multiply, my nigga. That's how we roll. And these niggas, let them talk with the dirty mouth. If they want to talk with the dirty mouth, let them talk with the dirty mouth, because I ain't really hitting on nothing. And like I remember, when we first started this radio show, it was only 3 of us. We only had 52 listeners. Now look how we have grown. You know what I'm saying, mnemonic one?
Now there's 6 of us, and we still only have 52 listeners.
Exactly, man. And this hip-hop shop, man, this is really going to – people only know about me in St. Louis, man. And I want to give another shout-out real quick, if that ain't a problem. I want to give a shout-out to my boy GSP, a.k.a. Boston George, man. That dude –
George?
We're about to – me and – my dudes in Boston, man, we're really about to shake some shit up, man. This going to be Missouri to the bean, man. The show me to the bean. I swear to God, man.
What does that mean?
Shit out, man. Check this shit out, man. Krispy Kreme and GSP. It's going down.
Oh, for sure.
Krispy Kreme and Genius Sounds production, man. 2015's my year, and if people don't like it, they better get up out the way or they're going to get ran over flat out.
Yeah, that's how it is with this radio stuff. Y'all don't like our show, y'all either get the fuck out the way, get ran over, whatever it is.
Exactly. You guys have heard, everybody on here has heard my tracks, man. They've heard my story, man. I don't play that bullshit, man. I was on this show 3 weeks ago, came on here, dude popping off at the mouth, and I told him what it was. People need to start checking their history about me and about other people when they pop off at the mouth, because you check your history, man. Don't show all your cards when you're running your mouth to somebody. You show all your cards, and then that's a way that you can end up getting folded.
Exactly. Folded up with a folding chair, because half of my people in my family is from the pond in England, and they half white. So I was kind of getting offended by all these dusty mouth KKK Fulu motherfuckers trying to diss like a motherfucker on a rag because they on interior trying to diss. And I want
somebody to call into this show next Tuesday when I'm doing Glazed Up and try dissing on my music, dude, because I'm out here doing something with my life.
I'll do it.
30-year-old men still living in your mama's basement, jerking off and eating Big Macs and working at McDonald's for the rest of your life, man. I got more money in my pocket right now than half of the haters that I got.
Because you self-admittedly, you steal shit.
My cover picture says it all. It spells out, fuck you, in a line of $100 bills.
Hey, Chris, I got a question for you. Loan your boy $20.
You know,
that's
I got
actually,
you.
That's actually
I'll
funny.
I'll loan you $20, man. I got you, bro.
Lord have mercy. We get to get that off the air. No business transactions on the air.
No, this ain't business transactions, man. Right. This is me taking care of family right here, man. This ain't business transactions, dude. This is that real stuff.
So this is Krispy Kreme's phone number,
man. This shit right here, if I don't blow up like a nuclear time bomb with all this work that I'm putting in.
Krispy on his own cell phone.
I swear to God, it's tragic. Because either...
There's one word I never use in my vocabulary.
Okay, we'll keep it, because I don't want to hang up, because we'll never be able to get back in here.
Oh, no, it's not Kane, but I know...
What's even better, they talk about how their show is so good. Oh, fucking radio show. We're going to go on a series. They only do... At the maximum, a 45-minute show.
I can get 50,000 downloads on an $11 album. It's $11, man. If you can't afford that, ask your mom to borrow a $10 bill and a $1 bill, and you're good.
Right.
You're good, man. If you can't afford that, man, then I will. Then hit me up.
Well, who's,
on my website,
General, who's that? Because it's...
The tracks to you, man.
That's
that shit around wherever you're staying.
Supposedly the guy talking right now, Krispy Kreme's from St. Louis.
If you're in a mentally retarded home, if you're in a nursing home, if you're in a hospital, if you're living with your mom, pass that shit around, man, because I'm doing this for all the American fuck-ups.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would pass your shit around to my mom. Get the fuck
thing
out
about,
of here.
About this album, man, like, I'm doing this for all the American fuck-ups, like I just said.
We're going to keep this going. I'm going to call him from Skype.
Fucked up in a relationship, I'm doing this for you. If you've got tattoos on your face, nuts, ass, I'm doing this.
The person you have called is unavailable right now.
Ugly dude,
try again later.
Fuck a bad bitch, I'm doing this for you. If you a fat dude who's ever wanted to fuck a bad bitch, I'm doing this for you. You know, I'm doing this for all the normal people out there like myself. Fuck with your boy.
Ooh, yeah, that's a mouthful there. We're going to shut this down.
All right.
It was great having you on this show, man. I got to see a lot of you. A lot of people don't really get to see, and the listeners get to see. This was
This is one of the best hip hop shops that Donnie has ever done.
That's true.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is true. Well, with that being said, look, let me say this one more thing, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I enjoyed tonight, and I will enjoy Battle of the Sexes on Saturday. I will
Krispy Kreme gonna be on Battle of the Sexes, man. Get with it.
Yes, sir. Yep. My protege is coming.
I'm gonna be talking about eating booty hole and everything, man. Get with it.
What kind of beauty? Any man that likes to eat booty hole? It likes to lick booty. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a tootsie pop?
Let me just tell y'all, that's how Ebola came in this world, man, was niggas eating booty hole.
There you go.
Come on, answer the phone.
So,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, I was... God damn it.
Anybody's got a double jointed tongue, tune in to the show. We gonna be talking about 69 fucked up relationships between men and women. What's the difference between men and women? Men is going from Mars and women is from Venus. Tune into the show.
Exactly. Tune in, man. This is my on screen debut, man.
All right, I'm Donnie Mnemonic, ladies and gentlemen. I was joined on the line by two of the greatest fellas that I know, and they are
Lee Diesel. Detroit
Krispy Kreme, man, get glazed up with your boy. Get your girl glazed up. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And, CD.
Getting glazed with that tongue glistening, too.
You know what to say.
Do your homework.
Let's call his number, Dashy, from the show number.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back with 15 minutes of show time. Thank you.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Oh, I just copied the wrong fucking thing. Oh, no, I didn't. Excuse me for a moment while I'm copying a number.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of showtime.
Okay. Thank you for using Log Talk Radio. Goodbye. Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of showtime.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
That was the voodoo show. Ron don't take our calls anymore.
Hi, you reach Marina. Please leave your name and your phone number.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So, try some of these other ones. Problem is, some of these fuckers only broadcast for a half hour.
Log Talk Radio.
Your show has not yet started. Please call back within 15 minutes of show time.
I just don't get it, because it's 11:45.
Thank you for using Log Talk Radio.
They should still be on.
Log Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Everybody that did not know, that is my little brother, J-Rock Bridge. That was his impersonation of R. Kelly, High on Tina. You have to excuse
I got to understand. My phone has been blowing up all day. You know, I had a couple of friends over and everything, and Jason came in the room, and I put the video up in the room already.
Them was your friend.
I can't call Gary. He's not on tonight.
The dresser that I've been having.
I'll call him anyway. I'm done with that fucker. So,
it was your dresser that you passed down to me. That was passed down to
your mother.
Them
was your friend. I thought they was clients. That's why.
Lord.
The show dramatically picks up. I'm probably not going to load it to the show reel. Just let everybody know.
He needed to pay the bills. She wasn't paying them anymore. She said that we were adults and we needed to pay the bills. So I was doing what I was taught to do to keep a roof over our head. I didn't know they was your friends.
So I'm going to take you to the job center sometime next week.
So but you thought still, those was clients?
But they still texting me and sexting me and asking me, is J-Rock home? Can they come over? I mean, get your friends, girl. Get your friends.
Get your friends?
Okay, where is the other?
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy. Iggy gave it to him twice. Now he wanna free my Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace with me, part of me, but I don't think none of these bitches fucking with me. Why the billboard bitch stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. Fuck you, pay me that he won't go twirl around for the $1 million baby. I could change your life quick. Stop playing with me, and if you ain't talking money, what you say?
Hello.
Hey, Miharia.
Hey, Miharia.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, dude?
What up, bro?
Nothing, just here with my best friend.
Hey, Jordan. Hey, B.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey.
What's up, horrible?
What's up with that? All
right, he can't hear y'all no more. Shut the fuck up.
What's up,
no,
with
Lord.
That?
No,
need to make me some poo-poo shorts.
I got all my booty shorts, Dawn.
Bro, they talk about that.
What are they doing?
You heard me. J-Rock said that's horrible.
That every horrible. Time I say Dawn, my mouth just water.
Oh, my God.
His name is Dun, not Dawn.
I say what the fuck I want.
See, when
with
you
this
say it, you gotta
mouth.
Say it with emphasis. You gotta let them know, you know what I'm saying, what it is.
What it do? What that dick be like, Dawn?
You got that fag juice in your voice. I bet you call Mari Maury.
Girl.
If I was feeling Mari like that, I would call her Maury.
Oh, my God.
Shit on my door,
I know
J-Rock.
I wasn't feeling Peter Pan.
You don't have to, okay? Like, once I will say it once, I've said it twice, I've said it 1,000 times. That was the fabulous Peter Pan y'all will ever see.
No, it wasn't the fabulous Peter Pan I ever saw. It was on Broadway. Next.
Well.
Anyway, where is my motherfucking sister, Miss Prada, at? What is she doing?
I have no idea. She's complaining about that old sorry ass iPhone. Yeah, she
queen
had an
bitch, supreme bitch, kill a nigga for my nigga by any means,
shit.
Bitch. Murder scene, bitch, queen bitch, disease free bitch, check it.
Wait, let me take my heels off. Wait, let me take my heels off.
Release and go, attack the flow, step low.
London.
Yes.
Hey. I just want to, you know, start off by giving a shout out to my. Hey, girl.
Get up off them dick.
Get up off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my new florist. So that's why my when I had sent you those flowers today, Mother, they were told to me that they were gonna come alive, but I see that they came already dead. So
the child and they were killing and everything.
A crackhead, I get you every time. A crackhead, I get you every time.
And my thing is, I sent you those chocolates, but Jason fat ass ate three of them out of there, and I didn't know it.
No, I did not. I was not the one that ate them. Your friend Sean, your homeboy Keith, and your little boy that came around the corner with them named Tony, them bitches ate them when they came knocking on that door saying, "Is J-Rock home?" Bitch, they knew you was in school.
No, bitch, there was a couple of tulips and roses missing, too. I think the girls ate those.
They smoked them, honey. They smoked them.
I got what you need. You want to get high, nigga. You want to get high. I got what you fucking need. You want to get on that crack, nigga. I got what you need. Woo! When I tell you my chest is hurting from looking at that video.
Hey, guys.
Let's get these callers out the way.
Yes. They must know what tonight is all about. Tell a friend, bring a friend.
Spooktacular.
Callers, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, you motherfucker.
I guess not.
987-019.
Yeah, you doing that, you stupid bitch? The fuck are you carrying on about, you whore?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck you, you cocksucker. You limp dick motherfucker, closet motherfucking homosexual boy.
Hey, I don't use it. But- Ma'am, don't do that.
Boy, I'm going to fuck your mammy.
You want to fuck my...
I'm going to fuck your mammy.
You fuck them, can you find them and tell them that the rent is due?
Put it in their fucking ass. I'm going to fuck her good. Motherfucker.
Tell him I'll be back on the strip.
You shut up, bitch. I'm not talking to you.
Don't talk to my mother like that.
You shut the fuck up, too. This is my show, motherfucker.
What you're going to do is you're not going to come on this motherfucking phone.
Listen, nigga, don't you be raising your voice to me.
You need to shut the fuck up and hang up.
You know who I am, motherfucker? Hang the phone up, motherfucker.
What do you want to fuck? Who you is, bitch? Do you know who the fuck I am? Let you know who I am. Bitch, come see me. Get the fuck offline. Hang up on that sorry ass, come sucking, motherfucking, come dripping, guzzling.
He's wound up. I wonder what I said.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
I never got to my segment yet. Private caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, private caller.
Hey, is Jason here?
Well, wait, bitch. Did you not hear him?
Well, I don't hear him talking. Is Jason here?
That's Jason, one of my friends calling for Jason again.
Can I help you? How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Don Don boyfriend, and I just got one thing to say to you.
Girl, you call, first of all, you can't. First of all, when you call me, you don't even have to say, is this Jason? All you have to say is, hey, team, how you doing? So since this Dawn Dawn boyfriend, what's going on, team, us? How is my man? Are you taking care of my man today? How is my man? How is Dawn Dawn? Since this is team, because this team, us. So what's going on?
Girl, who are you talking to, bitch?
What happened?
Dawn, boyfriend. I ain't even on the phone.
So what happened, Dawn Dawn boyfriend? Dawn Dawn boyfriend, what happened?
Who's Dawn Dawn boyfriend?
Girl, bitch, you didn't hear him. He was like, hey, it's Jason there, this Dawn Dawn boyfriend. Bitch, that ain't your man, bitch. That's our man.
Our
that's
man.
Us, you dumb hoe.
It's a list on this hoe.
God is bad. God is bad. Oh, I hate Exactly. You know what, Carla? Not only do God hate fags, I hate fags too. I hate anybody that smokes a nasty-ass goddamn cigarette. That shit stinks up your house. It stinks up your car. It stinks up your clothes. So I don't blame God for hating fags. Next.
Yes, and then when they smoke cigarettes and eat your booty, no.
Yes, honey, this is definitely Trash Talk Tuesday. 447-0433.
I said hang the phone up, motherfucker. You got me, boy?
Oh, you want the mother?
Motherfucker. You shut the fuck up. This is my show, nigga.
I've been
South Bottom, motherfucker.
Now, why would I want to shut a fuck up?
Shut the fuck up. Raise your voice again and see what happens. Raise your voice one more time.
It's so good. You don't shut up.
Do it one more time. One more time.
Home.
Home.
You just stop.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Animal, don't make the Dwight come down there.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you are now in the host queue.
They are really coming for
us. Yeah, I see. So now y'all want to bring that bad side of me out.
223-154.
I'm on about that. You going to rape me, bitch? You going
to
rape me, bitch?
Like people actually make these songs?
Can you, whoever caller, can you send that to Switchboard? Because I think I want that for my intro. Because I'm ready enough to like a song like that. Thank you.
Why they sending y'all death threats already? What's going on?
Why? Right.
Don't get me wrong, but we can save that for the D&D hour. But I kind of like rape fantasy, so that was a kind of cute song.
I was about to say they not sending no death threats.
How you like rape fantasy? So you don't like to suck dick?
Oh shit!
Because maybe I like you to make me do it, bitch.
Oh, because I was going to say that.
It's too early.
We have a caller, Nate. Somebody pronounce the name.
In a white man's town.
Ow.
Yes, that's my shot.
Oh my God, what happened?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Disconnect me for? I didn't do it. Damn you, General. That was for me. I got disconnected. I didn't do it.
Welcome to Blog Talk
Radio. Yeah, I heard. That was good. Nova.
You are now in the host queue.
A lot of callers, guys.
Oh, my God. We're, like, really popular tonight.
Private
like,
caller, you on the air?
What's your motherfucking city, okay? How you like
what city? Oh, I'm in Jewtown. I'm in Jewtown, USA.
What's your motherfucking city? It's the Philadelphia Current.
Yeah. Wait, girl, you didn't even say the right city, girl. What city you from?
The Philadelphia Current.
Nah, bitch, you said Philadelphia.
You in Philadelphia?
Philadelphia
you smell
Current.
Like a cheesesteak.
You should be cop off them dicks.
Well, you smell like a cheesesteak. A old nasty mayonnaise running, dripping, sitting out in the sun all day long, cheesesteak.
Jason is really reading. Well, usually Jason reads don't be that the tea girl, but she reads.
Right. She really digging in by her.
You have another call.
288-804. You're at the door. Come on in. Oh my God! It's the same person calling from my bus. I find that highly offensive and rude because I just fucked a Muslim, and that is just wrong.
Wait.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Every time fucking somebody wants to play some shit, I get disconnected. This is bullshit.
Bye. Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You are now in the host queue.
Speaking of sandwiches, can I get three ham and cheese, lettuce, tomato?
Oh, shit, that guy wants a dick cheese sandwich.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
We'll give one more shot. I don't think they're going to take any more calls. Fuck, I dropped two C's in there. There we go. D9 wants me to spoof.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold, and you are now in the host queue.
Send me the link to the chat room, because I want to check and see what's going on in the chat room.
Yes,
me too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, get ready. I'm about to see what's the tea in the chat room, because we don't talk to the chat room.
Like, why all the zombies at the door?
Long talk.
I don't know. We couldn't even start yet. We ain't got into, our different segments or anything, and everybody's just been knocking on the door. They're angry.
They came with motherfucking battering rams.
They mad. Them hoes are mad.
I'm with ET. Can we do that
ET voice one more time?
If you don't leave my little brother alone, that was his favorite fucking movie. Let me tell you something. When mommy had to go to work, one time we was really poor, and the only two videotapes we had was E.T. and The Lion King. So.
And the Lion King.
Yeah, The Lion King and E.T. But I had to use The Lion King for when the dates would come over, because I was stripped to a Hakuna Matata. So I would have to put.
Bitch, Paul. I want all of y'all out there, Radio Land, to listen to exactly what this hoe just said.
Wait, one time I caught this bitch stripping to.
And an outfit just like Jasmine, which is the fucked up part about it.
You have an incoming call.
5839A4, what's going on?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
That's too bad. They don't want to play anymore.
We hit him pretty hard.
Yeah, they got it.
And I just hit him with the screaming Arab again.
I might pull the audio from that. Let me save that. Gilmore just joined us in the IRC. I'm going to try one more 11 o'clock number. And if that doesn't work, I have a 12 o'clock number. Oh, I was kicked out of their chat. Fuck.
Your show is scheduled to start in 19 hours, 55 minutes.
All right.
Please call back within 15 minutes of scheduled show time.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.
Hopefully they're not waiting for this one to call in.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the
Game
you are now in the
host
queue.
Erase wise, woeful words of mother. Replace them with absurdities of others who had also lost their way. Played a different kind of street game now. First son plunge deep, speak street family vows. Espouse no causes but his own. See, he couldn't protect mommy's neck from daddy's grasp, or protect mommy's ass from daddy's wrath, couldn't shield her ears from daddy's foul.
Protect mama's ass. Ears. Daddy's wrath.
His only defense, sir, be confidence. Brown bottles housed his swift descent. Phones called cops on block frequent for his shenanigans now. Daddy and him twins in addiction. Driven to false-hearted heavens and friends. By liquefied demons, had become what he despised from conception till end. destined for a demise. Survived 9 lives of staying high, conning, jewelry pawning, arrests, theft, womanizing, only for money, never for sex. Bullet in chest, baseball bat to the head, left for dead. So eyes wide and glassy, speech slow and slurred, lips twitched with caked up coating.
So everyone that's listening tonight, I want to thank you. Saturday was my best show ever.
Took final ride.
Had a lot of listeners actually end up with, at one time, I think we were up to about 186 listeners.
Hit. Lost boy.
Something along those lines.
So-called friend runs for door.
That was pretty fucking crazy.
Speaks for a son, bloodborn, lying alone in blood.
So thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
Death was the call.
If you weren't here, I wouldn't do this, because I can make myself laugh on my own time.
Lost.
With a big story this morning, a shooting at Warminster Pharmacy results in the death of a Mount Airy man.
Baby sis awake for dawn on Christmas morn.
I did try to plug the Glory Hole Foundation into the last show that we were messing with, and they kicked me out of the chat room.
By law. As
hopefully,
they
might enjoy it, though. I don't even think that's a prank on them to send them to Glory Hole Foundation. You know what? I need to check the counter on the Glory Hole Foundation visits. Oh, shit, I don't have it saved. I was going to check it. Maybe someone can update me.
Here
it is, here it is. We're up to 1,413 people that have been... trolled by the Glory Hole Foundation site. So, everyone's doing a good job getting that out there.
But I want it now. Gotta go out of here. Got my hole waiting for me, man. Give me another drink.
The fuck?
I can't allow that. You've already had one too many.
I just need another shot, man. I got my lady waiting for me, and I gotta go home to that freaking cunt of a wife I got. Give me one more drink, man. Come on.
That wife you got is taking care of you.
I don't
want to
hear that. Are you
going to
give me a drink or not?
I'm going to call my other bartender friends up the corner and let them know not to serve you. We have that connection. Take this cab and go home.
You know what? I'm out of here. I'm going home. I got my lady waiting for me. You know, that chick on the side that loves to ride. And I know you probably been banging my wife at home anyway, but I'm going to go home and take care of her. So you have a good night, my friend.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Good night.
You jackass. Wait till I get home to her. Open the door.
What are you doing, a skit?
I know you're in there. Open the door. I just left your bartender boyfriend down there. I know you're screwing him, aren't you? You're fucking him, aren't you, you cunt?
Sounds like some shit Dwight does when he calls hotels and they can't find the guest.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're worthless. You're lucky I'm the one that even wants you. You wouldn't be nothing without me, and you know it. Now, your boyfriend and you are going to stop playing around behind my back. I'm sick of this.
He's got a point.
Boyfriend, you're my husband. That's it.
You know what I'm talking about.
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Don't you raise your voice.
In your head. You've been drinking again. You've been down drinking again, huh?
I will backhand you. I love it.
Raise your voice to me. You know what I'll do, right? You know what I'm
talking about? Interracial boyfriend now. Here we go.
Where are the kids at? Don't touch me.
I will knock your freak.
Don't stop pushing me.
I don't want to die.
She said, don't stop pushing me.
I've had enough. Come on, kids. Let's go. Come on. Go get in the car.
Why is she calling her kids like a dog? Come on.
I told you. I've had enough.
What the fuck is this?
You're worthless. Because nobody wants your fat butt. Nobody wants you. You're worthless.
Oh, come on. Talk how you'd really talk. Nobody wants your fat butt. Fucking ridiculous. Ray Rice that bitch. Earlier in the show, I told that guy that I was hanging out with Ray Rice. We were around fucking just punching bitches.
Hilarious. The taller I become, the farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face. no matter how there. Something inside so strong.
Something inside.
I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. Oh, oh. There's something inside so strong.
What's inside that's so strong?
So strong.
My well,
you,
dick.
You gotta give them a chance, General. They did just start at midnight. I kind of like that skit they did, but I wanted to hear more of you fucking bitch.
I wanted to hear him beat the shit out of her.
That's what I was waiting for. He's like, I'll fucking backhand you. And she was like, no. She's like, don't stop pushing me. And I'm like, wait a minute. That could be misconstrued.
Jericho.
No, don't stop pushing me. Okay. Should have punched her in the stomach and threw her down the stairs when he had the chance. Very nice hockey man.
So brightly it will blind you. Because there
I'm saying that ain't bad of a song. Gotta get you.
I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong.
You're doing me wrong.
What's gone?
You gotta do me dog style.
But something inside so strong.
That's a gerbil.
Something inside so strong.
Could have been a rat.
Brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
When they insist we're just not good enough. Well, we know better. Look them in the eye and say, we're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway.
I do enjoy that one guy, the fucking Krispy Kreme, was bragging about how much money he has in his pocket when he self-admitted he was going out stealing shit and selling it.
Welcome to One Positive Way. This is Yvonne. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Homeless, isn't it?
Oh, this is John. Is this one of those nights? Could be better.
Yeah, I guess for all of us, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, did you want to speak with the host? Or
I had a story. I'm actually in an abusive relationship, and actually I'm the abusee. I'm the one that's being abused. Which you don't hear about that a lot, and actually, not, even when it happens, not a lot of men will come out and actually admit to it. But this is kind of an anonymous forum, it's not like I'm standing in front of a camera, like, look at my face. I'm the one getting abused.
Okay, John. So, I guess I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'll be back in touch with you when we're going to have someone speak with you.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Going tonight, bartender.
What's wrong, Mary? You look upset. I know you came home drunk.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't hear me talk about that shit before she answered.
Time, and I just didn't want to escalate any more since it's just getting beyond control, and I can't take it anymore.
Where are the kids?
They're at my mom's. They're at my mom's.
Okay, so I know they're safe there.
Yeah.
I know they're safe there. Okay, look, I'm going to lock the doors and put the clothes sign up so we can have some time to talk, okay?
My, he's accusing me of sleeping with you again.
You know that's his own guilt playing on him. Because he's always going to accuse you of the things he's doing himself. You can't let that take, you can't take that to heart. You know you're a good person. You have to have the courage. Do you have the courage this time to leave him?
I have the courage.
I can't go back again. I'm not going to go back again. I can't keep doing this over and over again no more.
Are you convinced? Are you convinced? Because it's your life and your children's life at stake. Did he push you this time? Did he threaten to hurt you?
He always does.
Actually, you know you can't go back. You know you can't go back. What are you going to do?
Oh, I actually, we went down and got a restraining order. They're going to be, here in a little bit, it's going to be served.
When is that going to happen? Today? Tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Okay, I need to, if you're sincere, I'm going to give you some resources. You got a pencil and paper here. Use this one right on this napkin. I want you to write this number down. This is the domestic abuse hotline. If you can't reach me, you call them, and there'll be someone there always at the end of the line for you to give you that support, to give you that courage. And that number is 1-800-799-SAFE. 1-800-799.
Gosh, Woody, if you ever listen to Gary, that's his thing.
They've all been through what
Black Buddy. That's their thing.
You won't be talking to strangers.
Can I give you guys the link?
I got that.
But there's something else I need you to do that's going to take a lot of courage.
Suck my dick.
I need you to go back to the house one more time.
Oh,
I want you
no.
to do it. You have to, because there are things you are going to need.
I thought that's where it was covered right there. There's one more thing I need you to do.
Because you have to think about the children. You need their birth certificates. You need their school enrollments. You need your financial information. You need whatever paperwork you can gather on you and them kids. I can provide you an off-duty police officer to go with you if that'll make you feel safer.
What off-duty police officers do not go with them?
Okay. Getting this paperwork, this is your safety plan. It is what helps you start your life again. Because if you don't have any paperwork, you're not going to be able to make it through. And I'm going to tell you, Mary, it's
That's
not
bullshit.
Going to be easy. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is about change.
You can always go back to the records department. Usually it's like a courthouse.
But
in the county where your kids were born, and you can obtain a new birth certificate.
You're willing to do the work. Do you
they
believe?
They will run you a copy of that motherfucker right then and there, and it's like $3 to $4 each one.
They'll help me not fall for the.
I'll be
the
there
same
every
old,
step
same
of
old
the way.
Same old, trying to get me back to fall for. Over and over.
This time, and don't let him use those tricks on you again. Apologizing, giving you gifts, telling you that
send her back in for another ass whooping.
Do it again, bringing up the good times. I need you to remember the pain. I need you to remember trauma.
He said he was locking the door so they can have some talk.
Remember what your kids are going through when he starts playing the nice guy again. Because it's the nice guy that's always brought you back, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, she's born. She's okay now.
Monster.
Yeah.
Because that's what he is.
I know. And I just, like I said, it's more. I don't want to do this again. I'm not going to go through this again. I'm going to do what you said. I'm going to do this. I'm going to start first thing in the morning. I need... just the thought of everything. I need
the
to get...
The guy that's talking to him right now, he's like going back telling his buddies, like, hey, you wouldn't believe this, man. I told this bitch to get rid of her man. You know, I'm going to fucking tear this shit up tomorrow.
I'll be getting on top.
Be like, oh, you need a place to stay? I got an extra bedroom. That's when the sex happens.
Inside, they're going to sense it. So you have to calm down so that you can empower them. Empower them to give them courage. Because together, with you guys, encouraging each other, you can do this, Mary. I know you can do this because I see it in you. I know you're finally tired of what you're going through. And then I got another request, Mary.
Oh, it's going to be he's gonna ask to suck his dick. Here we go.
Date your children for this next year. Concentrate on your children.
No, you're being too sensitive now. Ask her to suck her dick already.
servant. I don't care what he said. It doesn't matter if someone wants you because your children love you. And that's all love you'll need. God loves you.
Now, is he advocating like her fucking her children now?
Because I'm going to stand by your side.
The fuck?
And there are many more of us out there who are willing to help.
He's going across the fucking line now. And if he doesn't say suck my dick somewhere in this skit, this is not real. This is not real life.
Because I can't do it anymore. And for my kids, I'll do anything.
Okay, look. I'm my friend right now and let him know that you're going to need him to escort you to your house. What time would you like to be there? Try to pick a time when he's not going to be there.
What time are you going to be there so I can break the heart?
Okay. One more thing you need to do. You need to take the restraining order to the school when you drop the children off. Have them make a copy of the restraining order because he's still the father. And without that restraining order on the school property, he can take the kids from school and make you come back home. You have to do that.
Fuck his Skype awkward. Okay? What the fuck?
And my police, bitch. He will be with you even when you go to the school. And that will help to reinforce the restraining order. But you have to make sure he cannot take them children out of school.
What this guy's doing is he's trying to like get the husband or the boyfriend way away from her. So he's letting, in danger while he's laying the pipe to her.
That's be a priority. Don't let him use some children against you.
I got that.
You stay at your mother's house. If you have to leave clothes behind, don't even worry about it because you're going to go in.
Come over to my place in your bra and panties.
Change, and you don't want to wear things that only remind you of the trauma. And then I want you to start sharing your story so that you lessen the pain. And if anytime you need to talk to me, you know where I'm at. And if you don't want to come to the bar, my number is 323-385-5796. It is the phone. I always answer it. I'm there for you, Mary, but you've got to be there for yourself because only you can do this. You are in escape mode.
Ready.
Ready.
Okay. Drink up this club soda.
Drink up.
You go home to your children. The first thing you do is you
have to get in on this motherfucker.
How much you love them. And you tell them that their lives are going to change, that together...
Okay, what's the last number, is Dashie? Nova, because we missed the last four.
Because Daddy has come a monster. You can't hide the ugliness from them. Because if you do...
They
remember the good times of Daddy. You have to show them, talk to them, share your pain with them. So that they will open up to you their fears. You have to be willing to share with them. Because if you leave them out, they will suffer. Do you want them to be like him?
No.
Do you want them to be like you?
No. Not right now.
Then when you start the domestic abuse therapy, don't leave them out of it. You take them to therapy with you and you recover together. You go through the change together because now you are the family head. You are the family leader. You have to guide them as you guide yourself.
Come on.
And like I said, I'm always there. So come on, you put your coat on, you calm, you're okay?
Yeah. I feel much better. Look, I just need to get to my kids and hold them.
Okay, your makeup's a little messed up, so why don't you get yourself a little bit straight? The new mommy when they come in. The empowered mommy. The strong mommy. Because that strength is in you. All you have to do is believe.
This guy's indirectly hitting on her.
I realize it's going to take time, but...
Hey, it took time for you to get this far, didn't it?
Yes.
It's going to take time to change. And it's going, I'm not going to lie to you, it's going to be hard work. It's going to be some nights that you want to go back. And when you want to go back, you call that 800 number, or you call me, and or you hug your children. And you remember, when you suffer, they suffer. And it'll give you the strength to take the next step. And don't try to do it all at one time. Take baby steps. It took you a while to be hurt. It's going to take you a while to heal. You can do this, Mary.
I want you to know it won't work.
There's just
ain't one.
There's just
ain't one. Positive Way public service announcement. May I have your attention, please? For your best enjoyment of this program, Bass headphones and external speakers are highly recommended. If not equipped with these items, are listening by phone, no worries. Fully charged batteries required when listening by phone. In the event that you lose reception or miss any part of the show, no worries. Here at Studio One Positive Way, we require a silent background environment and a meeting microphone, so please adhere to this policy. Right, so when listening to the show, we recommend online participation via the chat room and or our Facebook event page. Both links are available on the One Positive Way fan page on Facebook. Warning, in the event of any disruptive, disrespective, or diabolical deeds, you will be removed by our production staff as they are closely monitored. Again, I say no worries. The archives will be available for your enjoyment immediately after the show.
I mean, it might not be as loud as you like because my microphone's on my desk. I get tired of holding it. That's going to be my next equipment purchase. Get me a foreskin.
One positive way. OPW, command, commission, control. Commence countdown.
I know, Gordo. We're almost done. I'm going to rip this show apart and then we're done. Contact with
self-awareness.
This weekend,
do you really know as much as you think you do or claim to know? Well, come and test it. Victims of the game to manipulate by Tyrone Mosley at Amazon.com. See where your mindset is at. We will discuss every aspect of the human experience. In Victims of the Game, Manipulation by Tyrone Moe. So sure am I that this is the most unique book in the last four decades written that I can promise you a money-back guarantee. If this book is not one of a kind, the most unique book on the market, come and test it. See if I'm for real. In Victims of the Game by Tyrone Mobley at Amazon.com. or a bookstore on order near you. Much love. Peace.
For empowerment and spiritual insight for healthy relationships and to stop the cycle of abuse and domestic violence, join Janie Deadwiler of Angels in Distress Radio on Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/queen-warrior. Visit our website for resources at www.angelsindistress.org.
That was my mother and my father many years ago.
Finally, here
we go. I still have flashbacks to that night when we were rushed out in my underwear. It was so cold out that winter night, and all I know is I saw the panic on my mother's face.
And his dick shrunk up.
She rushed us to Grandma's house, and she tried to act like everything was okay, but I knew something was wrong.
It was wrong.
And to this day, I just keep having flashbacks to that day.
So wrong.
That bartender.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
Helped Mom get away, and he was there for us.
Yeah.
Dad went to jail. We moved around from place to place. We
what, I said what, Josh Woody?
I just wish Mom would have listen to what that bartender said. She'd still be with us. I'd still have my mother.
This is the last BTR number I have for tonight. I've got some regular ones that I'm going to drop after this. So
here it goes. Dedicate this to my dad.
Fuck you. I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore.
He had his troubles. He had his ways that...
If I wanted to wait 45 minutes on the fucking hold line, I would have called that Talk Real Solutions, motherfuckers. That's right. General Awesome knows where I'm coming from.
Exactly.
I do have some regular numbers, so if you give me a second. We'll call these people back. These are the people that wanted writing lessons. Oh, you know who needs a call back is fucking Flavio. That motherfucker.
Let's do it.
Apparently, I don't know who Flavio is, and Flavio don't play no fucking games.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call later. 06.
What?
I'd try that again.
Coconut phone is out of order. Here we go.
Blah, blah, blah. Lips. Oh, you rooted that tapeworm out of my rectum with that hard cock.
He's fucking awesome. He has a good answer. Is this Amber? She's looking for tips around town or something for something or other.
She looks like a bitch.
She probably is. You know who should call?
I'm sorry, the person you are trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Please try your call.
We should call Andrew Moss and see if that fucker got his breakfast. Did you hear about that, General? Were you around for that?
Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah. I'll have to call and say I'm Andrew and get the call block taken off.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to call and have that done. I do wonder if he got his breakfast. They said it would be there for the duration of his visit.
Good luck getting it removed, though, and he may be gone already.
Thank you for calling the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel, where you don't just stay. You are being transferred to the operator.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Sheraton Downtown Hotel. This is Reed Hawker. How can I assist you?
Hi, this is Andrew Moss. I'm staying in your hotel.
Okay.
I was just calling down. I spoke to a gentleman last night. I had to put a stop call on my line, and I wanted to take that off now. He said I'd have to call you for that.
Okay. And what room are you in, Mr. Moss?
Hang on. Let me go take a look. Hang on. Take a second. I got to put some clothes on.
Oh, okay.
I do want to say thank you to you guys. You guys sent me up an excellent breakfast this morning.
Oh, great. We're glad you enjoyed that. We're so sorry about the phone call.
Oh, that's no problem. I think 1615.
Okay.
I
Yeah, because I don't show. Are you in your room now?
No, I'm on my phone because I'm walking around the room right now.
Okay, yeah. Unfortunately, I can't take it off unless you call me from your room.
Oh, from the room?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't tell me.
From your room phone, I can verifies that you are in your room.
Oh, no, he didn't. Okay, he didn't tell me that. Because I told him I was having issues with the phone last night. Like, it was making weird clicking sounds.
Oh, it was.
So, like half the calls I was trying to make on the phone, it wasn't going through.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I thought you had gotten an unpleasant phone call.
Oh, I did, but they took care of that. But then I tried to make some outgoing calls to my friends and family in town, and the phone was clicking. So I was having issues actually making calls. I tried to call the front desk from the room phone like 2 or 3 times, and it wasn't going through.
Okay, yeah, because I don't show that is the room number that you're in that you gave me. You said 1615.
That should be what the room I'm in. That's what my key card says.
I'm sorry, that's not the correct room. So I really can't verify that it is you, Mr. Moss.
Okay, so I have the information about...
look at your door.
Well, I would... I just got out of the shower, and that's kind of difficult for me at the moment, because I don't want to walk out there like that.
Understandable. Could you hold, please, Mr. Moss?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to take that fucking thing off.
Meet with brilliance and inspiration. Evinspo, intimate and grand, shine within 133,000 square feet of spectacular ballroom and boardroom space. Our seasoned culinary team will accent your experience with cuisine that exceeds expectations. It's no wonder the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel continues to be the preeminent destination for dignitaries and the city's most elite social events. Discover the casual elegance and vitality of downtown Denver. Our IM Pei Tower features the unique design of this world-renowned architect and places you within steps of the 16th Street Pedestrian Mall, downtown's mile-long tree-lined promenade featuring outdoor bistros, microbreweries, shopping, and entertainment. History and culture thrive at the nearby Denver Art Museum and Colorado State Capitol. Turn up the excitement and take the complimentary mall shuttle to see the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Broncos, and the Rockies. Our city center location places you blocks from the Financial and Business District and the Colorado Convention Center. Whether traveling for business or pleasure, the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel will make certain the extraordinary is always within reach.
Thank you very much for holding. I'm sorry. Without the correct room number, we're unable to help you.
Excuse me. Oh, I just didn't understand because they didn't tell me that last night. And I mean, I know everything that happened. And I don't know why I got to have the room number and everything.
For security reasons, we are not able to help you unless you can verify your full name and your room number.
Yeah, my name is Andrew Moss.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can't go out and look at the room number right now. But
okay,
I mean,
yeah.
I can't. What was the guy's name that I talked to last night?
Yeah,
I can't remember because he was the one that offered me the breakfast, the compensation breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that help? He brought it to me between 6 and 6:15 this morning. I mean, just to verify who I am, does that help?
Could you hold, please? Thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
Surround yourself with comfort and style. Relax and refresh in the privacy of your guest room, featuring our inviting Sheraton Suite Sleeper Bed. Be inspired by sweeping Rocky Mountain views. Take the time to revitalize.
Thank you very much. One moment.
Fitness Center.
Thank you for holding. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. I don't know. I was transferred. I wasn't told what for.
I'm not exactly sure who I'm speaking with, but the conversation I previously had with Rita was regarding allowing phone calls to a guest room.
Oh yeah, no, I'm Andrew Moss. I'm a guest in the hotel.
Uh-huh.
And I called last night because I had gotten a rude phone call, And what had happened is some guy called and he was rude, and I called down to the front desk and spoke to a gentleman and asked him to put a block on for the night. And, sure. You know, and he was very nice. He offered me a complimentary breakfast, which was brought up this morning. And I was trying to have it taken off, and I was explaining to the last lady, she said I had to call from my room phone, but I explained to her my room phone is, it has a lot of static in the line, and like half the calls I'm trying to make aren't going through, so now I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
And so she asked me to go out and take a look at my room number, because I can't remember off the top of my head what room it is, and I explained to her that I just got out of the shower, and I can't exactly go out and look at the door, at the room number, you know, and... I'm not wearing anything. And I told her, you know, I could tell her the exact time they brought me the breakfast this morning. It was between 6 and 6:15. I don't remember the gentleman's name that I spoke to at the front desk, though.
Okay, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold, sir?
No, that's fine.
Okay, one moment.
This district and the Colorado Convention Center. Whether traveling for business or pleasure, the Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel will make certain the extraordinary is always within reach. Settle into the spectacular. At our Sheraton Denver Downtown Hotel, you'll experience the excitement of the city while staying in touch with what matters most to you. Feel a sense of belonging from the moment you arrive. Socialize in our vibrant lobby, filled with abundant casual seating and ample space to unwind. Sink into an oversized chair and challenge a friend to a game of chess. Stay in touch in our unique connectivity center, The Link at Sheraton. Satisfy your every taste in our contemporary 1550 restaurant and lounge. Traditional Irish pub, Katie Mullins, Yard House Restaurant, Pete's Coffee, or the hip 16 Mix. Your choices are limitless and all only steps away.
Sir, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so I do apologize about any inconveniences, but in order to ensure guest security, and I'm not doubting, you know, the breakfast order or anything like that, but we would have to verify a photo ID.
I can even tell you what I ordered.
No, it's not necessarily a matter of that, because
I had an over easy egg, I had a sausage, and I got a muffin and an orange juice.
I hope it was good, sir, but I unfortunately I can't verify that based off of what's posted to the guest room. All it has is a charge.
So what you guys are saying is, because I have no clean clothes, I'm waiting on dry cleaning to bring me my clothes, I got to come down there naked before I can get calls here, because my mother has been trying, and I explained to her, I can't do it. They say that I got to come down there, but I got to wait for the dry cleaning to bring me clothes.
For which dry cleaning?
I have a local dry cleaner.
Did you send it out via the hotel?
No, not via the hotel. I was out and about, and I sent out some clothes.
Okay.
But I've been having some terrible stomach pain, and I had an accident, and I can't exactly wear those clothes anymore.
Sure, okay.
And, you know, my mother, she doesn't like to call long distance because she doesn't have long distance services, and she's here in town, and she wants to call local, and I can't because that block is still on the line. I told the guy for one night, but he said he's going to put it on for my entire visit. And she's ill, and I need to be able to talk to her.
Okay, bear with me one moment, sir. Sir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'm going to try and call your guest room from another phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
All right.
Well, you'll experience the excitement of the city while staying in touch with what matters most to you. Feel a sense of belonging from the moment you arrive. socialize in our vibrant lobby, filled with abundant casual seating and ample space to unwind. Sink into an oversized...
Just verify to get me.
Are you there, sir?
Yes.
Is the phone ringing in the guest room?
No, it's not ringing.
Okay, one second. Anything ringing in the room, sir?
No, nothing's ringing. Like I told the last lady, I've been having trouble with my phone also, that, you know, half the calls I've been making haven't been going through. And of course I had the block on there, so it didn't ring.
Okay. All right. Well, how about this? If it's all right with you, I'll come up and verify photo identification. I'm the front desk manager.
Okay. Is it cool if I slip the ID under the door?
Completely fine.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
I'll knock on the floor, on the door in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's just as good.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, laying that whole fucking trip of my mother.
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. That's just as good. At least somebody would be banging on his fucking door asking for his ID. He'll be confused as shit.
I don't think anyone's there.
Well, what they were doing is I think they might have taken the block off, and they were trying to see if it was ringing through.
And he would have picked up.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't want to waste that fucker's time then. Nova wants me to call back real fast. For what? There's nothing else that can be done. He never came. What? I'd have to fucking wait. He can't redial. I gotta give him a few minutes to get up here. I'm at Prime 112 at the Hilton Hotel. Okay, that's a club. Alright, here we go. Mr. Gold. J.P. Gold. I'm gonna call him. Is somebody fucking jamming in the background? Yeah, I like doing that. Who the fuck doesn't have a long distance calling these days? I mean, come on. Why'd you fucking buy that? Call a random line and tell them I have Ebola. See how long before I'm quarantined and thrown in jail. What is Zodi? Pick up at this hotel.
Melody.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a hold of JP Gold. Yeah, JP.
Yeah.
Yeah, you kike motherfucker. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing, you kike motherfucker?
Who is this?
Yeah, it's Dwight, you son of a bitch.
Oh, what did I do this time?
Yeah, you remember me, don't you?
Who?
Yeah, you remember Dwight.
Huh?
Listen, motherfucker, you say hi one more time, one more again, and we're going to have an issue.
Huh?
Did you know the Holocaust was a lie? Yeah, the Holocaust, it was a lie.
Okay.
And I got this buddy named George. He's coming down there to the Melody Inn. He's going to meet you. He's a habitual dick rubber.
Okay.
I can't guarantee he'll keep his hand on his own dick.
That's fine.
So when he takes you to the bathroom, it better be consensual, because George does not stop. No,
okay.
better not be in your vocabulary.
No's never in my vocabulary.
Okay, and Josh Woody wants to know if you'll fight him naked at Walmart.
I have no clue, sure.
You don't know who Josh is? He's on his way to the Walmart. He wants to fight you naked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so like, you got any bitches there?
I mean, your mom's here.
You're a fucking liar. Fucking liar. That's not pure blood. You kikes, you do the pure blood. You don't go out there. You don't do the mixed blood. You're trying to make the master race.
Okay.
So put me back on the phone with the other motherfucker.
Got you.
Hang the phone.
I mean,
hang the phone up, motherfucker. Jews did 9/11.
Why the fuck are you retarded?
Because I've been friends with you for a long time, but you don't know who this is.
Nate?
Yeah, you wish it was Nate, motherfucker.
Oh, well, then I don't know who this is.
How much money you got in your pocket, motherfucker?
How much money do I need to have in my pocket?
Won't you answer my question? I'll answer your question, bitch.
I don't know. Let's play Big Bank, Little Bank.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to be the Little Bank? Little Dick Bank? Are you even circumcised, bro?
Do you want to come check it out? See whether or not I'm an anteater?
I'm sending George. George is going to check.
Gotcha. So, why are you wasting my time right now?
Because I have nothing else to do.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know who this is yet either. How would I know that you're there?
I don't know. Because I'm here every Tuesday?
Yeah, probably because I'm one of your friends and I know you're there every Tuesday, but you don't know who I am.
You're one of my friends.
Yeah, how else would I know you're there every Tuesday, motherfucker?
What is that
Jungle Bunny shit you're listening to in the back?
See, so I'm kind of bored of this conversation, so you can tell me who it is.
Yeah.
Or if you really felt like you could text my cell phone, if you were really friends, you might have one of my numbers.
Yeah, why don't you quit being a bitch and hang the phone up, motherfucker? Hang it up. Show them what kind of man you really are, bitch.
Okay.
Hang the fucking phone up, you little whore. You mouth whore. How many men have you blown with your mouth this week?
I don't know. How many fingers and toes do you have?
So you have blown 20 men with your mouth this week?
Sure.
You're one sick motherfucker, and that's how Ebola gets spread. By your mouth. Your dirty, dirty mouth. Hey, do you eat asshole? Finally hung up. But we're calling back. We're going to get that bartender again. I need to talk to JP again. My phone got disconnected. I think that was JP, to tell you the truth.
That was most definitely JP.
Hello? He's probably the bartender. Probably, hey, that fucking number's calling back for you again.
Hey, do you really have to play on someone's phone, or can you just call my phone?
Don't raise your voice to me, motherfucker. You got me? You got jungle fever?
Yawn. Alright, you're getting old.
Yeah, what is the guy behind the counter getting pissed at you? Said to quit telling this motherfucker to call here?
I mean, you know, see, this is how I know you're not really one of my friends, because you would know who the fucker was behind the bar.
Yeah.
So, can you just, like, quit calling?
I know, it's your boyfriend behind the bar. Put the bartender on. Put the bartender on. He's more man than you are, you cocksucker.
I mean, really, nobody's got time for this bullshit.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Nah, man. So, once you go home, tuck yourself in bed, have a little sleepy time tea, and go fuck off.
Hey, why don't you suck my dick? Call him back.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Hello? 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 You there? Hello? Hello? Is anybody there?
It's hung up. Alright, well.
I think they're pissed off.
You may be. We're going to end it there. It is 1:02 on the East Coast. And, yeah. So that's where we're going to end it, like I said.
Bumbaclot.
Bumbaclot, all that bullshit. I want to thank Mr. General Awesome for being on the show. And for also calling into the BTR shows on a secondary line.
You're welcome.
Thank Mr. Dashy, the man behind the Callerific and behind the scenes, like a sex machine. The countless number of you who did call into the BTR shows. I know Gilmore got in here a little late, and by that time we were wrapping up the BTR numbers. I know Nova, he got into a couple of them, blasting some good sound bites down the line. And, yeah, so I'm kind of tired, so that's why I'm ending it early, plus I'm pretty much out of numbers. So, that's where shit is going to end. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Blog Talk Tonight. Everyone, make sure to visit the Patreon. You know, the $1, that's all we're asking, $1 a month. Patreon.com/prankcallnation. Also, there is, as far as I know, no scheduled show for tomorrow. But make sure to tune in on Thursday for Science. That normally runs at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. Lots of crazy shit always happens on there. It did pick up towards the end of the show, so I'll upload it to the show reel for everyone to get bored by, and then at the end, maybe possibly enjoy. So, good night, everybody, and konnichiwa, bitches.
People think Michigan is a depressed state because of the automotive industry. We're not. We're depressed because it won't fucking stop raining. For what seems like an eternity, Michigan has seen rain levels that will put the flooding of the Yellow River to shame. Wanna go golfing? That's not gonna happen this weekend. How about an afternoon swim in the pool? Maybe next summer. And don't even think for a second about going to a Tigers game. When children ask why does it rain so much, Metro Detroiters tell them it's God's way of saying, fuck you, Michigan. So ultimately, the only thing Michiganders can look forward to this summer is that short moment on the ride to work when we can go hydroplane through some puddles. Monsoon season. It's pure Michigan.